the swastika, from sacred symbol to symbol of hate. For millennia, a simple, elegant symbol, four arms bent at right angles, has graced pottery, temples, and artwork across the globe. It is the swastika, a word derived from the Sanskrit svastika, meaning conducive to well-being. For countless cultures, it embodied auspiciousness, good fortune, and eternity. Yet in the brutal crucible of the 20th century, this ancient emblem was twisted, desecrated, and transformed into a terrifying harbinger of hate and genocide. Across Asia, particularly in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism, the swastika remains a sacred sign. In Hinduism, it symbolizes prosperity and good luck, often appearing at the start of religious texts and on religious buildings. Buddhist traditions see it as representing the footprints of the Buddha or the wheel of Dharma, signifying universal harmony. Even in ancient Europe, it was a common motif. The swastika has been found on artifacts from Neolithic settlements in the Balkans, dating back thousands of years, and was prevalent among the Greeks, Romans, and Germanic tribes, often symbolizing the sun, life, or movement. Consider the discoveries at the ancient city of Troy, where swastikas were unearthed on pottery dating to 2000 BCE, or the widespread use of the symbol by Native American tribes across North America, where it held meanings of the four cardinal directions, the four seasons, or the sacred cycle of life. For generations, it was a familiar, comforting, and sacred image, woven into the fabric of human spiritual and artistic expression. But history, as it often does, holds a darker, more abrupt turn. The swastika's descent into infamy began in the early 20th century. German archaeologist Emil Ludwig Ross found swastikas at the ancient site of Troy, leading some German nationalists to associate the symbol with their supposed Aryan ancestors. This misinterpretation laid the groundwork for a truly horrific appropriation. In the turbulent aftermath of World War I, Germany was a nation racked by economic hardship, political instability, and national humiliation. Into this fertile ground of despair stepped Adolf Hitler and the nascent Nazi Party. In 1920, the Nazis adopted the swastika as their emblem, albeit rotated 45 degrees and often presented in a black form within a white circle on a red background. For the Nazis, the swastika was deliberately re-engineered. It became a symbol of their twisted ideology of racial purity, of a supposed master Aryan race, and most chillingly, of their virulent antisemitism. The symbol, once representing well-being, was now made to signify dominance, exclusion, and ultimately, annihilation. Its adoption by the Nazis meant that, for much of the Western world, the swastika became inextricably linked with the horrors of Nazism, the Second World War, and the Holocaust. This appropriation was not accidental. The Nazis weaponized the symbol, using it in propaganda, on military insignia, and as a constant, terrifying reminder of their oppressive regime. The swastika became the visual shorthand for everything the Nazis stood for: racial hatred, authoritarianism, violence, and the systematic murder of 6 million Jews and millions of others. The consequences of this appropriation are profound and continue to resonate today. The Nazi swastika cast such a long and dark shadow that its ancient, positive meanings were largely obliterated in the West. Even today, the symbol is often met with fear and revulsion, a testament to the deep trauma it represents. Efforts to reclaim the symbol or to educate the public about its original, benevolent meanings often face an uphill battle, as the weight of its 20th century abuse is immense. Understanding the swastika's journey is crucial for comprehending how symbols can be manipulated and how history can be deliberately distorted. It serves as a stark reminder that the meaning of any symbol is not inherent, but is ultimately determined by those who wield it. The swastika's dual legacy, as an ancient emblem of peace and prosperity, and a modern symbol of unparalleled evil, is a complex and often painful chapter in human history demanding our continued attention and remembrance. This historical duality underscores the power of symbols and the importance of understanding their context. The swastika's story is a potent lesson in how even the most ancient and benevolent signs can be perverted to serve the most destructive ideologies, leaving scars that endure for generations.